All right, so that's Visage. I have to admit, this is like a synth pop group I'd never heard of before. And it turns out that Visage, the first incarnation of it, apparently there were two, featured Midgeur from Ultravox and this fellow Steve Strange, who I guess was a DJ and sort of an impresario of sorts in London in the late 70s, early 80s. So that's what that was. Before that, Yellow Music Orchestra with Rydeen from the Solid State Survivor record. I had never heard of them as well, but both artists or both musicians, songs, I should say, or band names mentioned in this Computer World book from the 33 and 3rd series regarding the Kraftwerk record. And so I had to play the songs in between Kraftwerk tracks because there are only 7 Kraftwerk tracks on the record and it's simply not going to fill 2 hours. So I have to fill in other stuff. But good thing about these books is they mention a lot of different artists, musicians, songs, and stuff that make sense, either that influenced the record or directly, or well-known songs that were directly influenced by the record being profiled. And so that's kind of what's going on here in between the Kraftwerk tracks. And then it was Ultravox with Hiroshima Mon Amour from Ha 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 record. Whatever. Kraftwerk's home computer started things off. We're about ready to go back to Kraftwerk. This one, Computer World. And, you know, a lot of these songs were sampled and they were sort of by many other artists. And that's why you're hearing all these other non-Kraftwerk artists. A big thing about this record was the introduction at the time of the Speak and Spell. And so the Speak and Spell was like a child's toy. It had its own, like, voice, a computerized voice. And you would enter, it would help you learn your spelling and pronounce the words. It was for, obviously, children. Small children who were learning to speak and sort of learning to spell. And, you know, but the point is, it's like Kraftwerk used this device in their recordings or in the record, in the recording of Computer World with the same technology or the voices or just the, was at the time it was sort of the first like computerish voice that had, that we had heard in real life as opposed to HAL in the 2001 movies in the late 60s. But this is sort of a completely different and, so it's worth mentioning that as we listen to these tracks. This one, Computer World from Kraftwerk, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Computer World. Out of ride. its kind is to glance at a photo of Mrs. Brigitte Bardot.
All right, that's Telex with Moscow Disco. You know, let me tell you, that really sounds like a Kraftwerk knockoff, let me tell you, because that's like the, you can hear like the motion, like the music itself makes you think of a train in motion, which of course makes you think of Trans-Europe Express or the Tour de France. So it's like, you know, and it's very electronic, and of course the effects on the vocals, and I don't know, whatever, but that was mentioned in the book about Computer World, not quite in such caustic language that I used, but you know, a little more neutral. But you know, I didn't know the music until I heard it just now, so yeah, it doesn't seem like seems like they're using the Kraftwerk sound to their advantage. Before that, New Order with Confusion. I was confused when I heard that song. It did not sound like New Order at all. I know it's from the earliest stuff. It seems like that was when they were still trying to figure out who they were going to be before they settled on Blue Monday and the other stuff from Power, Corruption, and Lies. But 8 minutes of that, so we heard it in its full glory. Cybotron before that, from that was Alleys of Your Mind from the Clear record, and it was Kraftwerk's Computer World starting things off. We are like getting towards the end of the record here. It's hard to believe. So I've been trying to space everything out because there's only seven tracks, and it's like 34 minutes of music, and I've got 2 hours to fill. So I'm not about to just play up every track on the record and then go home. That wouldn't be fun. And plus, the book itself, which is why we're having the show, mentions a lot of other music in the in reference to the record Computer World, stuff that was influenced by Kraftwerk or that maybe influenced them. And so that is what's going on here tonight, and we're going to play Computer World too. So we heard some of this earlier, which is, I guess, operator error on my part, but I let the song Numbers go too long, and it bled right into Computer World too. So we're going to play the whole thing right here, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Right now, it's time to sing out the dance, motherfucker!
I reach a positive vibe, a way of life is how I'm living. So get hyped to the rhythm. KLF is the crew, you hear, yeah. Design a vibe, I just won't fear. Back to react, enough is enough. Let me ask you a question. What time is love? What time is love?
what all I see is all I see. But still you want it. Ah, stop. You can't believe what you believe. Or the disco infiltrator will leave. Oh, stupid B. Oh, stupid B. But still we want it. Is what you're told. It's the disco infiltrator gone cold. Oh, stupid you, I've been told the truth. But you don't want it. No! Stop! You break the frown in your little town. You run the disco infiltrator on down. Oh, stupid you. Oh, stupid me. And we deserve it.
All right, 1,000 points of light. Sorry, I was a little choppy there. This is Coldplay's Talk. So I wanted to play this because I know it sounds like I'm not even here. It sounds like the automated Rivendell thing is taking over. But no, this was mentioned in the book as Coldplay influenced by Kraftwerk, this song in particular. Before that, we had... sometimes when you think of Kraftwerk, you're like, they're so influential. Like, who possibly could have influenced them? And the answer to that question is Karlheinz Stockhausen. So we heard a track called Study One from his history of, not history of, but one of the early studies of electronic music. One thing the book does talk about is the whole krautrock scene in the 60s and 70s, and that Kraftwerk wasn't really a part of that, but they were kind of influenced by it. I think a lot of the groups like Can and some of the others who are Peter or Klaus Schütze. I'm out of my league here. But, I mean, they're all influenced by Karlheinz Stockhausen, so we wanted to play a little bit of that. Art of Noise, Moments in Love, and LCD Sound System, Disco Infiltrator from, I think that was his first self-titled debut or self-titled record. The KOF with What Time Is Love, we heard that before. Before LCD Sound System and Art of Noise. We're about ready to wrap things up here with Pocket Calculator, the song that is... it is most influential, at least to me. I think it's most indicative of the record. This is back when a pocket calculator was like really cutting-edge technology, and it's kind of interesting. Please listen to it closely, especially the lyrics. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
Pressing down a special key.